table and turned the rats. "I was doing so well," he said. "You could be on 10%, you know. Your face is on mugs, everything." "And this is what we fought for all night," spat Darktan. "To be pets."
"Morris, this isn't right," said Dangerous Beans. "Surely it is better to appeal to the common bond between intelligent species than..."
"I don't know about intelligent species. We're dealing with humans here," said Morris. "Do you know about wars? Very popular with humans. They fight other humans. Not hugely big on common bonding."
"Yes, but we are not..." "Now listen," said Morris. 10 minutes ago, these people thought you were pests. Now they think you're useful. Who knows what I can make them think if you give me half an hour?"
"You want us to work for them," said Darktan. "We've won our place here."
"You'll be working for yourself," said Morris. "Look, these people aren't philosophers. They're just everyday. They don't understand about the tunnels. This is a market town. You've got to approach them in the right way. Anyway, you will keep other rats away, and you won't go around whittling in the jam, so you might as well get thanked for it." He tried again. "There's going to be a lot of shouting, right, yeah? And then sooner or later you have to talk."
He saw the bewilderment still glazing their eyes and turned to Sardines in desperation.
"Help me," he said.
"He's right, boss. You've got to give him a show," said Sardines,
dancing a few steps nervously.
"They'll laugh at us," said Darktan. "Better laugh than scream, boss. It's a start. You've got to dance, boss. You can think and you can fight, but the world's always moving, and if you want to stay ahead, you've got to dance."
He raised his hat and twirled his cane. On the other side of the room, a couple of humans saw him and chuckled.
"See?" he said. "I'd hoped there was an island somewhere," said Dangerous Beans. "A place where rats could really be rats."
"And we've seen where that leads," said Darktan. "And you know, I don't think there's any wonderful islands in the distance for people like us. Not for us," he sighed. "If there's a wonderful island anywhere, it's here. But I'm not intending to dance."
"Figure of speech, boss. Figure of speech," said Sardines, hopping from one foot to the other.
There was a thump from the other end of the table. The mayor, who had been arguing with some of the councillors, had hit it with his fist.
"We've got to be practical," he shouted. "How much worse off can we be? They can talk. I'm not going to go all through this again, understand? We've got food, we've got a lot of money back, we survived the Piper. These are lucky rats."
The figures of Keith and Melissa loomed over them.
"It sounds as if my father's coming round to the idea," said Melissa. "What about you?"
"Discussions are continuing," said Morris.
I'm sorry. Look, Morris told me where to look, and I found this in the tunnel," said Melissa.
She put something down on the table. Pages were stuck together, and they were all stained, but it was still recognisable as "Mr. Bunsey has an adventure."
"I had to lift up a lot of drain gratings," she said.
The rats looked at it. Then they looked at Dangerous Beans.
"It's Mr. Flop," Peaches began.
"I know, I can smell it," said Dangerous Beans.
The rats all looked again at the remains of the book.
"It's a lie," said Peaches.
"Maybe it's just a pretty story," said Sardines.
"Yes," said Dangerous Beans. "Yes."
He turned his misty pink eyes to Darktan, who had to stop himself from stepping back, and added,
"Perhaps it's a map."
If it was a story and not real life, then humans and rats would have shaken hands and gone on into a bright new future. But since it was real life, there had to be a contract. A war that had been going on since people first lived in houses could not end with just a happy smile. And there had to be a committee. There was so much detail to be discussed. The town council were on it, and most of the senior rats. And Morris marched up and down the table, joining in. Darktan sat at one end. He wanted to sleep. His wound ached, his teeth ached, and he hadn't eaten for ages. For hours, the argument flowed back and forwards over his drooping head. He didn't pay attention to who was doing the talking. Most of the time, it seemed to be everyone. "Next item. Compulsory bells on all cats. Agreed?"
"Can we just get back to Clause 30, Mr. Air Morris? You're saying killing a rat would be murder?"
"Yes, of course."
"But it's just..."
"Talk to the poor, mister, because the whiskers don't want to know."
"The cat is right," said the mayor. "You're out of order, Mr. Ralphman. We've been through this."
"Then what about if a rat steals..."